Chapter 5. End of the Brushwood. Before Bernadette and Marie are home from school, the two little boys turn up in the cachot for their midday meal. The older brother, Jean-Marie, wears an expression both reckless and sly, as though he has come victoriously out of an adventure. And so he has. At the end of the last morning mass, which Dean Père Amal usually celebrates himself, the parish church is apt to be quite empty. At this moment, the seven-year-old Jean-Marie slipped into the little side niche where stands the statue of the Virgin, for which the women of Lourdes have a great devotion. There, on an iron stand, burn many candles dedicated to the Mother of God. Jean-Marie has scratched among the candle drippings until he has several lumps of melted wax. These he brings home in all good faith to his mother.
"Make candles of it, Mama, or maybe you can use it for cooking. I tasted it."
"Trop beau de jus," exclaims Louise Soubirous. "I am to be pitied."
The people of Lourdes rarely speak French. They speak their own dialect, which is akin to Basque.
"I am to be pitied. I have a child who steals from the Most Blessed Virgin."
She snatches the wax from the child. On this very day she will visit the chandler, Gazelas, and have him make a large candle for the Virgin. She is so outraged by the impiety of Jean-Marie that she pays no attention to the six-year-old Justin, whose grimy hands are stretched out with a gift for her, too. It is a narrow strip of knitted wool.
"Look, Mama, what I was given."
"You little wretches, you've been begging."
"We haven't been begging at all."
The older boy is indignant at the accusation.
"Justin got it from the young lady."
"What young lady, in heaven's name?"
"Why, the one who always goes about with a..."